IPA Tape, Part 1, Vowels. This recording is for students of English Diction for Singers. It includes all of the vowel sounds used in the English language, as appear in the International Phonetic Alphabet, or IPA. It is necessary that you memorize the sound of each vowel so that you can picture it exactly before you sing. Consulting the vowel triangle, we begin with the upper right corner and travel around the triangle, ending with the upper left corner. Next, will come the two symbols in the center of the triangle, and last, the five diphthongs used in English singing. Part 1, English Vowels. Each vowel will be started with an H sound so as to remove the possibility of any glottal interference or glottal attack. You will hear the name of the vowel, a sample word in English, the vowel on a single note, and finally, the vowel on a five-note scale. Number 1, lowercase u. Who. Who. Uppercase U. Hood. 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 3. Open O. The symbol looks like a capital O with a left side missing. The word we'll use is hot. Hot. Next, number 4 is represented by a triangle. You may have seen this sound in a dictionary with IPA represented with an inverted V. It's the same sound. The word would be hug. 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 Number 5. Lowercase a, or the sound ah, as in the word fa. 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 Number 6, a. The symbol is ae, back to back. Have. 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 7 is written with a capital E. The sound in the word head. Head. 8 is a capital I, such as in the word hit. Hit. Number 9 should be a common one. Lowercase I, the sound in the word heat. Heat. Now, in the center of the vowel triangle, the symbol which looks like a 3. It's called a reverse epsilon, and it always appears in stressed syllables. Heard. Since this sound is more difficult to explain than the others, please refer to the sound the Beatles used when they sang the word girl. Girl. Now heard. Number 11 is represented by an upside-down E, lowercase. It is known as the neutral. It is similar in sum to 10, but appears in unstressed syllables only. An example of its use would be the second syllable of the word roses. roses. Notice it's not so bright as the open E. It's actually a darker sound. Now on to the five diphthongs. Each diphthong will be spelled out by its sounds and then given by an English word example. First sung on a sustained note, then on a scale passage. Notice that the moving lines occur on the first of the two vowels. Number one, the sounds are A to E, or lowercase a to I. Night. 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 Two, et E, or capital E to I, the word day. 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 The third is most seldom used in English. Open O to I in the sound boy. Four, A to U, or lowercase a to U. Now. 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 Number five, open O to U. O. Note, there is no closed O in English. This diphthong substitutes for that sound. The word will be no. 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 This ends the vowel tape.